big, big honor to State Representative Brandon McGee. He has just received the 2017 Excellence in Monitoring Award, honored for commitment to youth monitoring. And, Dan, we have him on the line right now. Representative McGee, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. So glad to be on the air with you this beautiful Friday morning.
Well, well, Dan and I were looking forward to having you with us. First of all, this award, okay, when did you realize you were going to get it? I know how much personally, I know who you are and how much you have done with young people. What was your inspiration, Brandon?
I'll give you two reasons. Number one, why I believe this award was nominated. One, I have two extremely great parents who offered me an opportunity to expand upon my relationships and community, and I was introduced to Marichal Muntz. I know you know him very well.
Yes, I do.
He's a radio personality as well on 88.1 Wesleyan University, and June Archer. These two men have been such an inspiration to me in their efforts to give back to young men of color, particularly black men, in the Hartford community. And I'm paying it forward. I'm doing just as I was taught, is to help someone be an example, but more importantly, live my life with integrity and allow for folks to know that they can do anything they put their minds to.
Talking with State Representative Brandon McGee, the winner of the 2017 Excellence in Mentoring Award, and he is in the Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair. Brandon, the need for mentoring, how important is it in Hartford?
Oh, man. The need for mentoring is absolutely great, like never before. The number of young people that are absent of a positive role model is very, very high. And while there are a lot of people from all walks of life that provide examples to our young people, there's a need for one-on-one, intentional mentorship, maybe not even long-term. But just providing those opportunities to young people in the greater Hartford area. And I have to say this, and I said this at the Library of Congress the other day during my comments. I says, anybody can mentor young people. It doesn't just have to be black and brown boys. That just happens to be my area of focus. But what I can say is the number of people out there that are interested in mentoring do not allow for your fear or what you don't know to hold you back from being before our young people, because they are our future and they deserve and really, really appreciate all folks being a part of their lives. And I say in Hartford, we need young people. There are a lot of young folks dropping out of high school, getting caught up in the system. And if one person, just one person, could be that influence to help to redirect them to some more positive things in the neighborhood, I promise you we'll have a better Hartford, a better Connecticut.
State Representative Brandon McGee, who has received the 2017 Excellence in Monitoring Award, honored for commitment to youth mentoring. You know, one of the things, too, Brandon, that I believe has helped, and we need an awful lot of help in Hartford, is the loyalty and the love that your community has for your churches. It's just incredible. You go to the First Cathedral, you go to any one of the black churches in Hartford on a Sunday, and they are full to capacity. And this is, I think, one of the positive things that are helping the young people that need help in your community.
Yeah, and I agree with you. You know, my church, the Citadel of Love, located in the north end of Hartford on Barber Street, one of our focuses, outside of obviously sharing the love of Christ, is to make sure we provide a safe haven for our young people. And I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge and appreciate a lot of our fraternities and sororities, that are located in the greater Hartford area, that provide scholarships, one-on-one mentoring, preparation for college and high school. So there is a great deal of resources and work being done around mentoring. So I don't want to just speak from the need, but I know that there is a lot of folks out there, both corporate and community, that's providing support to our young people. So this 2017 Excellence in Mentoring Award, I said it during my remarks. I didn't accept that award in my own stead, but I accept that award for people like you, Brad, people like June Archer, Marshall Muntz, that provided great examples to me, and now I'm providing that to others in my role as a state legislator and a community leader. So I'm super excited. I found out about the award last year, and I just held on to it until it was appropriate to share. But I am just extremely honored. I have never been to the Library of Congress and had dinner. Now, I've been there to see what all the great artifacts that they had, but to have dinner and to speak at the halls of the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., was absolutely phenomenal. It was phenomenal. And so I'm just really, really appreciative, especially at this honor, to be on your show.
Brandon, what's involved in mentoring, the commitment? Describe the commitment to our audience.
Yeah, so the commitment, it depends on the organization that, you know, you sign up to take advantage of that opportunity. But your personal time, your willingness to be vulnerable, whether you come from a wealthy neighborhood or a poor neighborhood, we all have stories that we want to tell. But I say it's your personal time, your vulnerability when you're before a young person, and you know what? Not judging a young person because of the neighborhoods that they come from. And I always tell my mentor, I serve as the board president for a local nonprofit in Windsor, Connecticut called Ascend Mentoring. And I tell my mentors, I say, look, your story is just as powerful as the next. And if you can share your story with these young people and not judge them because they come from a home where there's probably only a mom or a dad, or, you know, some of them are living on a sofa. If you appreciate their stories and you motivate them, I promise you that your testimony will be long-lasting and impactful to those young people. So personal commitment, vulnerability, and the ability not to judge, but to have open arms when you are before any young person.
Well, we thank you so much for joining the both of us, Dan and myself, Representative Brandon McGee, who has received the 2017 Excellence in Mentoring Award. This is a great honor for his commitment to young people in our area.
You know, Brad, before we wrap up the interview, Brandon, we are going to be broadcasting, Brad and I are going to be at the state capitol broadcasting our show on Wednesday morning from 5 until 10. So please drop by and say hello. We'd like to see you in person.
Fabulous. Fabulous idea,
absolutely,
Dan.
Absolutely. I will do that. Is that this coming Wednesday?
This coming Wednesday, right.
Awesome. I will do that.
You're going to have to get up early.
We're there from 5 till 10 in the morning.
I'll be there.
Okay,
be
that's
there.
Great.
Great, Brandon.
Great invitation, Dan.
Terrific.
I didn't even think of that.
Thanks, Brandon, and congratulations again.
Take care. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too. You bet.